Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to Stuck, Time to Improv. I'm Mary Scott with Business Riff, and I want startups to be wildly successful. Every startup needs a website, and I'm very happy that today's guest is CJ Gilbert from Jungle Studios. We're going to be talking about web essentials for startups. So glad to see you, CJ.
Thank you so much for having me, Mary. It's my pleasure.
So what's the first thing somebody needs with a website?
The first thing you need to ask yourself is two specific questions. And the first question is, what are your goals for the website? And a lot of times when I ask people that question, they give me a blank stare back because they've never thought about the fact that they can have goals for their website. And so we talk about, what do you want to get out of your website? What do you want your customers to get out of your website? And for a lot of people, it's sales. That's the number one thing for them. They want to attract more customers. They want to make more sales. And so those are very good things to think about. But I encourage people to spend some time thinking about that, because it could also include other things like education or resources or information that you want to provide or forms. There's many other things that you can do with a website. And so it's valuable to spend a few minutes thinking about what you wanted to do for you and what you wanted to do for your customer.
Also, it's important when you're looking for a domain that it has something to do with your company, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, that's beneficial. Yes.
Okay, what happens once people decide, my website is going to help me sell my product? Mm-hmm. Then what do they need to do?
The next thing that you want to ask yourself is, who is your target market? And a lot of people talk about the process of creating an avatar or an ideal customer profile. And that's extremely valuable to do when it comes to your website and really all of your marketing. Because the more specific that you can be with who your client is, if you can even picture that person in your mind, it's going to give you a great deal of clarity. You're going to be able to then speak to that person through your website, but through all of your marketing, your email, your social media posts. Once you know to whom you are speaking, it'll be a lot easier to continue speaking to that person.
And what are some of the technical things that people need to know?
The next thing you might want to consider is, once you've discovered what your goals are and once you've discovered who your target market is, then you can begin to kind of map out what things you need as part of your website. Some people want or need a very simple website, just something that's information-based, something that tells a little bit about yourself, your products or your services, how to get in touch with you, what are your first steps. And then some people might need something a little more complicated than that. They might be actually selling a product through their website, and then they might need to consider e-commerce, is what that's called, the ability to sell a product, to collect money, and that's a whole other piece of things that you want to consider. And there's a couple other things that your website could do. You might have a membership program, or you want to be able to collect a payment to access a protected area of your website. So those are the kind of things to think through. And it really has to do with what you're going to put on your website, also determines what you want the website to be able to do for you and your customers.
An important thing to decide early on is, do you want to do this yourself or do you hire out? And how do you make that decision?
That's a great question. I think it depends on your own situation. You know, I might be a little biased when I say that it's going to be in your best interest if you can hire someone to build a website for you. And I understand not everyone is in that position to do something like that. I know that when I started my business, I was bootstrapping everything and I had to pull together everything that I could myself. And so to those people that's where they are today, I would say get started wherever and however you can. If it's a simple website or a free tool, get started and start using it. But as soon as you can, it makes sense to hire someone to build you a professional website, because it's going to be the first impression that people have of you and your business. And whether it's fair or not, when they come to your website, they're going to look at what it looks like, and that's going to determine how they feel about you and your services. And I've seen people that are excellent at what they do. They're professionals. They're very good at the service they provide. They can paint houses. They're a fantastic baker. You know, their services are impeccable, but they put together their own website and they're not a website designer. So their website looks horrible. It's not a representation at all of the professionalism of their actual services. You really want those to match.
You want those to match, and you need to have a good relationship with your web developer. Mm-hmm. If somebody designs something beautiful for you, but you have no idea how to get into the back end and update things, that's tough too, right?
Absolutely. You don't know enough about this process to know what you should ask for and to know what questions you should ask for. It really is important to work with someone that you can trust so that you can be confident that they're giving you the right information. They're going to lead you through the process. They're going to give you the pieces that you need, the keys to get to the things that you need to get to, and not, you know, hold your website hostage from you or something, you know, if the relationship goes poorly.
And things like Canva can be helpful, but they're not the whole story. And YouTube videos, similarly, they can be helpful, but they're not the whole story. So talking with a really good web developer who understands internet marketing, that's going to be your best bet, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other real good tips for startups?
This is kind of the main takeaway I want you to have today from my message, and that is this: your website is the only thing you can fully own and control online. And I'll repeat it because I think it's so important. Your own website is the only thing you can fully own and control online. And I know that you're hearing a lot of other messages from a lot of other places. There's companies out there that are telling you to come to their website and build up their brand. And there's some value there, because if you have prospective customers that are on those platforms, you do want to have a presence there, because that's how you can, you know, be seen by them, be known by them, and then begin to get them kind of to come over to your own network and get involved with what you're doing. So there is value in having pages and profiles and a presence on all the tools and platforms you can use. But I just want you to remember, at the end of the day, you can't control any of those platforms. They never really belong to you. You can't really own them. So it's important to think of your own website as like the hub, the foundation for everything else that you do online. And knowing that, then you can move from there to all those other platforms and then begin to bring those people back to your website, your email list, so you have a direct way of communicating with them.
Right. And your website needs to be updated on a regular basis, and it needs to be backed up on a regular basis, which
Absolutely.
Are two separate things.
Yes, correct. Modern websites especially, you need to make sure you have a backup at all times. The software that drives the website is also being updated all the time. Both the software of the website and the software of the server that the website sits on top of. So it's important to make sure you always are having a fresh backup, and then all those various pieces and components are also receiving the correct updates and security fixes to make sure your website stays functional and secure.
Is there a big mistake startups make when they put a website up?
Ooh, that's a great question. A big mistake.
Probably not knowing why you're doing the website in the first place.
Probably,
right?
Yeah.
You didn't look at the colors and the bells and whistles and not having your message be clear.
Absolutely. Absolutely correct. But you know, another great thing about a website that I love to point out is that it's alive. Unlike when we were creating brochures and you had to really nail down what you want, because when you printed 5,000 of them, that's what you got, right? But a website's alive, which means you can change it every day, which is beautiful because as your business changes and grows and evolves, you can make sure your website is matching the clients you're serving and the products and services that you're offering.
Sure. And at the very least, when you first get started, you need to put up a page with your picture and your contact information.
Absolutely, yes. And if you can, answer your clients' main questions. Who are you? What do you do? How do they contact you? Why do they care? And how can they trust you? You know, give them the information that they want to get right away.
All excellent tips. Thank you so much, CJ Gilbert from Jungle Studios. And I'm Mary Scott with Business Riff. I want startups to be wildly successful. And one of the best things you can do to accomplish that is book a call with me at businessriff.com. And join us again next time for Stuck, Time to Improv.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.